Hello and welcome back to Badass Bitches Tarot for the week of September 1st through September 7th. Happy Labor Day to those of you celebrating in the U.S. I am out on the beautiful North Fork at my friend Carla's house. This is your host, Cardzy B, on vacation, which I rarely take. So as many of you know who listen to the podcast, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I began learning tarot when I was still in grade school, and since then I've turned that hobby into a tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzy B, as well as various tarot products and events. So welcome to Virgo season, everybody. We officially entered the sun in Virgo on Thursday, August 23rd, and have the new moon in Virgo this past Friday. As a fire sign, I usually bask in Leo season, but I have to say, after the tumultuous eclipses in July, Mercury retrograde, and other intense energies throughout August, I am really excited for Virgo season and the transition into fall in the Northern Hemisphere. Virgos can get a bit of a bad rap for being perfectionists and for having OCD tendencies, but they're also an incredibly driven and hardworking earth sign, meaning September's a great month to get shit done. I mean, when we think about September, it's back to school, it's kind of kicking things back into high gear after we might have set aside some time to enjoy the summer, and it's giving us a new perspective and a clearer point of focus moving into the fall. So that being said, when looking at Virgo, our first card of the month, the Hermit, is ruled by Virgo according to the teachings of the Order of the Golden Dawn. And they're the creators of the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck. And in the Smith Rider-Waite, this card shows an old man in a hooded cloak carrying a staff, a pimp cane, according to me, because you guys know I love a pimp cane. And this is in his right or masculine giving hand. And a lantern is in his left or intuitive and receiving hand. And the lantern has a six-pointed star representing, which is the Seal of Solomon, and that's kind of representing a symbol of wisdom. So this energy of this lantern with, you know, guiding the hermit using his walking stick, his pimp cane, is kind of like the analogy of driving cross country in the dark. I'm sure you've heard that of, you know, you can't see all the way from New York to California, but your headlights light the way, you know, a little bit in front of you and a little more as you drive, et cetera, et cetera. The lantern in this case only illuminates a few steps ahead of you, and you have to trust your inner guidance system, like the GPS of your car, to lead you forward. The hermit's kind of on this journey of self-actualization using that discipline and determination of Virgo. So some people see this card in a reading, and when they're kind of unfamiliar with tarot, they start to freak out and they think it means that they're going to force to exist as a recluse and, you know, be like, I don't want to be a hermit. I want to have a social life. I want to date. And they equate this card initially with loneliness or disconnection. And I have to say, even though I'm such an extrovert, I truly love this card because the hermit usually comes along when you realize yourself that it's in your benefit to go within. And you kind of have one of those aha moments of wanting to realign with your intuition, which is actually the highest form of connection. As you know, when you align with you, your connections to everyone else, to cosmic consciousness, to your friends, your family, it's a ripple effect. So that's really, the Hermit is like, ironically, I feel like the most connected card. And the Hermit really teaches us to filter the outside noises out for a period, whether those are other people's opinions or your own self-imposed limitations that you placed upon yourself in the past. I always say the Hermit is like, don't listen to the noise, don't listen to your friends, don't listen to your past self, don't even listen to me. It's really about your inner GPS. That's what rules the Hermit. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, this card is Barbara Streisand because she's kind of known in Hollywood for being a little bit of a hermit. And she's proudly owned that statement by saying this is how she finds inspiration and insight and connects to her creative genius, is really within her alone time at her gorgeous estate in Malibu, which is, you know, kind of the sanctuary that she's created to be able to tap into that. So I love her. I love the Hermit. I think it's, you know, it's one of the most powerful cards in the deck. Our other card for September, which we pulled from when I do the annual pull, which I always do on New Year's Day. So this comes back from January 1st of 2019 from the yearly spread, and it is the King of Swords. This card is the ultimate throat chakra opener. This is also a powerhouse of the card. In the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck, this card shows a king sitting on a throne looking right at you. Like you feel like his gaze is like piercing into you, and he's holding his sword straight up into the sky, representing truth and intellect, and kind of just pointing it very directly upward. This king makes decisions very quickly because when we think about it, swords represent the element of air. Swords are the fastest moving in timelines in the tarot. And it's also aligned with really speaking and acknowledging your inner truth. Elementally speaking, because again, court cards are not astrologically ruled. They're ruled by the elements of the individual in the card. Kings are fire and the suit, and swords are air. So, you know, while swords are ruled by air, this is that truth palm that comes in hot and fast with fiery energy. In a reading, it can be a piece of information that's on the way that's going to kind of give you a big moment of clarity. It can also be just coming into your own truth in an empowering way that helps you to speak your truth, that helps you to own it and stand in your power to really just, you know, put out there the most authentic version of yourself when you're engaging with the world. In Badass Bitches Tarot, this card is Anne Nezipor, writer, producer, and documentarian, always known for speaking her truth and sharing her truth. Anne is one of my very best friends, and she is kindly nicknamed truthbomb.com among our friend group. Sometimes she delivers harsh truths that like can make you wince and be like, oh my God, I can't believe she just said that. But they are always, always said with love and with the audience's highest interest at heart. This used to make me uncomfortable in the past, I'm not gonna lie, especially when I wasn't really wanting to see the truth in certain situations, or even if I kind of sort of knew it, I didn't want it to be acknowledged. Like, I wasn't ready to speak it, so it was really alarming for someone else to call out something that I knew but wasn't really owning. The funny thing is that Anne moved to LA this past winter, and I truly feel that she energetically somehow passed the sword of truth onto me. Now, granted, I'm a Sagittarius with Mercury in Sag as well, or my communication planet in Sag, and maybe I'm just growing into my chart with all of that blunt Sagittarian energy. Maybe it's a lot of the healing work I've done over the past years that I've opened up my own throat chakra, verging on Jim Carrey's Liar Liar character, where I legit cannot withhold my inner truth sometimes. And when in situations where I feel like I must, you know, like I really, it's not going to serve anyone to speak my truth, I instantly know that I'm misaligned in that situation. So if that's a relationship where I don't feel it's good for me to speak my truth, whether it's a job, a client, I'm like, that means this isn't on the right frequency for me. So I think that's a good test in King of Swords as well. King of Swords is that undeniable delivery or urge to share your truth. I think the secret that lies within this card is being able to do so with love and kindness. Like sometimes when I'm PMSing or tired or overworked, I can snap and deliver these truths in not the gentlest of packages, let's just say. But this king also reminds us to speak with grace and really utilize our intuition in how to deliver these messages. This can also mean if you really intuitively know that someone's not ready or able to hear a message, it's not going to serve you or them to share it. Feel Good, as you guys know, I speak about him all the time, one of my gurus, recently likened this on his YouTube station to telling someone in the throes of anorexia to eat something. And when you think about it, yes, that may be true, but it's not beneficial to them when they're not at a place they can receive it. And King of Swords asks you to find that balance. To me, this is one of the most powerful cards in the deck as well, especially amongst the court cards. And like the King's Sword, this tool also comes with a great responsibility to utilize it wisely. All right, now for our card of the week. Let's take a look. Five of Swords reversed. More swords in the house. All right, so this is interesting. In the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck, Five of Swords is this mofo carrying three swords, kind of smiling smugly at these other two guys in the background that look defeated. So it looks like they had some sort of battle. And the main guy in the card is kind of smugly walking away with his wins, these three swords. And the sky overhead is like really cloudy and ominous looking, like it's about to storm. So it's kind of appearing that like, yeah, you won, but it's not all rainbows and sunshine ahead, my friend. Astrologically, Five of Swords is ruled by Venus and Aquarius, and you would probably think, why, how could that be negative? Venus is love and beauty, and Aquarius is all imagination and innovation, but both Aquarius and Venus are equally stubborn, so it kind of creates a stronghold. And the message in Five of Swords is really looking at it from all angles and making sure you feel aligned and that you're moving with integrity through the experience, the relationship, the situation that Five of Swords is indicating. In Badass Bitches Tarot, the Five of Swords is Omarosa. And, you know, it really, to me, this card is, yeah, a win, but at any cost. It's like when you recklessly win a battle to lose the war inevitably. And the reversal of Five of Swords is being able to acknowledge that in real time. Like when you're in the middle of an argument, knowing that you kind of stop yourself and you're like, okay, I could reach for that below the belt comment and it will shut this other person down, but it also isn't worth the damage it will do in the big picture. Five of Swords reversed is when your higher self steps in and asks you, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? And guides you towards happiness. So I really like this reversal. Depending on the context and where in a reading this reversal appears, it can also indicate something less than pleasant resurfacing from your past. But again, this time it's kind of like in real time, you acknowledge, you intuitively know how to deal with it quickly and with integrity. I've seen this in readings where it's like, oh, like an ex might be coming back, but you know how to deal. You're like, no, thank you. I already learned that lesson. So the reversal of Five of Swords is definitely a more advantageous place to be than the upright when you see this card in a reading. So we're in the reversal this week. Some, you know, tumultuous energy might come up. We may be in a situation that we could go low or go high, and you're going to be able to instantly know to go high. So this is kind of it's a learning card, but it's like you have the advantage. The information is going to come from the universe in real time and lead you in the right direction. It's not going to be a, you know, in hindsight, you know what to do. You're going to be able to act in real time. So not, you know, not so bad. It's a good start to September. Before we go, I'm going to keep this episode a little shorter than usual since I am on a Labor Day vacation, but wanted to get this out to you nonetheless. But as always, here's a recap of September's cards before we head out. September comes in with the Hermit, guiding us to go within and trust our intuition to lead the way. This disciplined Virgo energy helps us to filter out outside noise and make meaningful progress on things that we may have pressed pause on to embrace that playful Leo vibe of July and August. We also have King of Swords this month, the ultimate truth bomb, encouraging us to speak our authentic truth and be open to hearing truths coming in for our best interests, whether it comes from loved ones, through our guides, or from signs from the universe. Be open to that King of Swords energy that's going to shine a light of truth this week. This week also brings us Five of Swords reversed. An opportunity to navigate a tricky situation with integrity and love is likely on the way in. So get ready to give yourself a pat on the back for really leveling up in the Five of Swords reversal. We also officially found a home for the weekly Instagram Lives, Monday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So in order to, you know, offer the weekly overview in a timely manner and hopefully allow more consistency in you know, doing it every Monday, I'm available more often. So if you haven't tuned in the past, the Instagram Lives are a great way to get your overview for the weekly cards, what's the card of the week, what's the card for every day for the Conscious Collective, and also you get a chance to ask your own questions for a free live mini reading. You can also DM me or email me in advance if you're not able to tune in. The lives are available for 24 hours, so if you have a question, I will get to it if you write to me in advance. Also, I have some great events coming up. I will be reading for Mother Brand at their Fashion Week pop-up September 13th and 14th, so come by. My partner, Stephanie Wallace, and I are so excited to launch our first ever retreat, City Witches Ritual. For those of you who want to practice your magic in style, preceding this new moon in Scorpio, it's going to be the last weekend of October, October 25th to 27th. It's a Hamptons luxury retreat that you will die for. This retreat includes luxury accommodations in East Hampton on a private beach, yoga, breathwork, Reiki sessions, tarot readings, cacao ceremonies, magical AF gift bags, delicious plant-based vegan meals for an incredibly affordable price. Think getting spoiled, like like Goop Canyon Ranch style, but for the same price as retreats that are literally held in bunk beds and tents in the woods. If you book through using the code through this podcast, which is CityWitchVIP, you'll get $100 off. We already have several slots booked, but we have a few available. There's less expensive options if you share a room. There's also payment plans available if payment, you know, if budget's an issue. We really want to work with you if you feel called to come to this retreat. So check it out at badassbitchestarot.com. And also updates on @CardsEB on any additional added events as usual. So thank you guys. I hope you have a fabulous holiday weekend if you're celebrating. Thank you for listening. And as always, stay magical AF.